Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with team news ahead of today's early Premier League kickoff, the 12:30 game where Manchester City welcome Arsenal to the Etihad Stadium. Kevin De Bruyne remains unavailable for City because of an ankle problem that has also ruled him out of international duty with Belgium. Phil Foden continues to recover from a similar injury and is again absent. Moving on, and Paris Saint-Germain will reportedly consider a swoop for City's Gabriel Jesus if they do sell Kylian Mbappe to Real Madrid. The La Liga giants are understood to have made an improved bid for the 22-year-old, which is worth £145.9 million, plus £8.6 million in guaranteed add-ons. That's after having an opening offer of £137 million rejected on Wednesday. Mbappe has less than 12 months remaining on his deal and has told the Parisian club of his wishes to seal a dream move to Real Madrid, whether it's this summer or next year. And according to reports, PSG are preparing an offer to sign Jesus as soon as Mbappe's move to Spain is confirmed. Pep Guardiola lavished praise on the 24-year-old for his impressive performance in last weekend's 5-0 win over Norwich and sees him part of his plans going forward. And finally, Manchester City have unveiled permanent statues of club legends Vincent Kompany and David Silva at the Etihad Stadium. Emerging from darkness into first visible light at daybreak this morning, the statues were revealed to fans around the world with a specially commissioned video to mark the occasion. Situated on the east side of the Etihad Stadium, the large-scale statues of Kompany and Silva were created by award-winning sculptor Andy Scott and have been constructed using thousands of welded pieces of galvanised steel. That's all for now. We'll have more later.